You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. We've got new data from some of the largest economies in the world, and it is not good. Japan's GDP last quarter shrank by the equivalent of 6.3% per year, the result of a new sales tax, a typhoon, trade tensions, and weak global demand. If you throw coronavirus into the mix, there is concern that economy, the world's third largest, could slip into recession. On the other side of the world, Germany's economy stagnated last quarter. It grew just a hair over 0%. One explanation is declining exports. Nomura is lowering its estimate of Chinese economic growth in the first quarter to just 3%. That is 3 percentage points lower than last quarter. China has announced it's trying to fight back by reducing interest rates. This is a lot to take in, so let's bring in Michael Hewson. He's chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
So given all this bad news, what would be boosting EU markets this morning?
Well, I think what's happening is they're taking their cues from the Chinese stimulus measures, the reduction in rates earlier today. But there's also an expectation that Chinese authorities, as well as the Singapore and Hong Kong governments, might well embark on some form of fiscal stimulus in the coming weeks to try and offset the slowdown that we're going to be seeing in all of their economies over the course of the next few weeks.
Germany and Japan both reporting slower growth. Germany at zero, Japan's economy shrinking the most in 5 years last quarter. What do those mean for global growth moving forward?
Given the fact that China is the workshop to the world, this will inevitably impact the global economy. Europe, in particular, where data last week, as you indicated, showed that the German economy stagnated in Q4. French and Italian economies contracted in data last week. This morning's Japanese data also showing economic weakness in the last quarter. And that's before you even tailor in the effects of the coronavirus, it becomes increasingly apparent that this outbreak is unlikely to make things better and, in fact, will make things worse in the short to medium term.
Michael Hewson, he is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.